Shut up. The foot is on Triple M.
Get ready.
Here we go.
Because the Saturday rub starts now.
We're on air, aren't we?
1-2, 1-2.
Bill, shut up.
It gets better with every listening.
Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks 3.
Got to be a little careful today.
Why?
Well, because I got caught in a bloody pyrotechnic storm.
We saw that.
Stuffed my eyes. I've stuffed my lungs.
You've been on the piss.
You've had a big one.
I haven't been anywhere.
You've had a big one.
Look, your eyes are bloodshot.
I haven't been anywhere.
Look at you. You look like a half-rake bunker.
Happily,
a what?
Half-rake bunker. Have a look at him.
Oh, I didn't hear that. That came out different in my ears.
Yeah, exactly. It did sound a bit weird.
I didn't know what you said.
I thought I finished with makeup.
Or a half-made bed. Look good.
Get online and check it out. Look at 7 Footy. I'm sitting on a hosting desk. The pyrotechnics resonant are blowing up and landed on me. I felt like I was in Vietnam.
And then they threw to you downstairs.
And I couldn't speak.
And no one could see.
No one could see. Hodgie and I are spluttering. Richo, it's a complete debacle.
You got smoke bombed.
Eyes running. Yes. I did.
That's exactly what happened.
I got smoke bombed.
He must have been.
Did you not think it was a good idea when you saw your table right next to the actual device that was about to explode?
Don't get me started. Every production meeting with Seven, I say to them, where are you placing us? Last year, they had the Indigenous renewal.
They lit
a whole lot of gum trees.
Yeah, yeah.
And the smoke was about a metre and a half just blowing straight at our face.
Eucalyptus.
Why the hell are we not able to speak?
What about the three bowls of Shiraz you
had? Yeah, I reckon that's what you're covering.
Sweet dark berry fruits.
I haven't left.
You had to Google that too.
No, why are you reading that out?
No, but you had a few bottles of red.
I have not left this out. Why did you just read that? Out, by the way, Damo and I are going to Penfolds.
No, I tell you what, they won't have Carlton draft.
No, they don't.
I'm not going.
McGillis Day. Beautiful.
Doing something for the Sunday.
For the Sunday footy show and the South Australian government as part of that bill. So you'll be out of your depth there, won't you?
3 hours where I could be at the. Just a little joint over there in the casino there, just watching some races and having a beer.
Yeah.
Which one would you rather go to?
McGill Estate every day. Absolutely magnificent.
Well, you three can go.
I'll come with you.
Oh, Burns shaking his head. What are we doing, by the way?
Well, you've had a big week, Jim.
Jim, it exploded literally last night in front of you.
You've once said a comment about doing interviews for other media products, how you should never do them. Before I get to where I want to get to today, I'll just replay
here we go.
Something you said about not partaking in various media products.
Yes.
Never appear on a podcast.
So never appear on a podcast.
Is that quick?
Yeah. I'm not doing it ever again.
And you've now done two. You've done one with BT, which we half critiqued.
That's okay.
But I listened to the Dylan Buckley one, Dylan Friends, and a very good media opera, Dylan Buckley.
How long did it go for?
It was a good hour and 10 minutes, and it was actually really, really good.
Well, they all go for an hour. That's pretty much the standard length of a podcast.
But this is Triple M Saturday Rub. We're going to look at some of the less so good parts of it.
Good. Come on, Damo. What do you got?
Well, I was intrigued as to how far into the podcast that we could get
before
Jim dropped the name Greg Blewett or Bluey.
Right.
And the over and under line was 45 seconds.
And
it came in at 33, but it wasn't just Bluey. Have a listen to some of these names.
Brian Bluey, Punter, Lang, Hayden, Simon Kadich,
Louis,
BT, David Hooks, Ian Botham, Glenn McGrath. I mean, I played with Darren Lehman, Chris Judds, Lee Matthews, Wayne Carey, and then Dunstall, Lockett, Ablett, Chris Judd, Sam McGarry,
It went on and on.
That
was all out of the podcast.
We're absolutely 100% true. Yeah,
Rosie, double agent.
You host.
Ever listen to the edit points?
Pick those names up.
they're actually crossed over each other.
They're all inside the hour and 7 minutes. Now, what I love, though, Dylan did the best to convince us.
It's coming back. It wasn't hour and 10, but after all those edits, it's now an hour and 7.
I think it was an hour and 7. Yeah. Now, Dylan did the best he could to set it up about talking to a certain person that I couldn't identify with when he said this at the intro.
We have an awesome episode for you today. It's an incredible episode, actually, and a really lucky for us to get someone like James Brasher on the pod. He doesn't do a lot of these things, and we were very lucky to have him, and we do appreciate his time very much. He's just a very generous human being and a very humble person. Doesn't like to talk about himself, hence not doing a lot of shows.
Doesn't talk about himself.
Did he say H-U-M-B-L-E?
Yes, he did.
He had to check it.
Humble.
Doesn't talk
about
himself.
Would you say you're humble, Jim?
I'll tell you what happened. It's the first time, Bernard, Jim. In 10 years of broadcasting yeah. that I was actually treated with a modicum of respect. Just some respect.
Yeah. By the way, Bills, I'd do that intro again.
Yeah.
And he just got through it. I'd go back. But would you say you're humble?
Legend, I think you
well,
did too.
Would you say you're humble?
Legend. Very humble.
This wasn't part of the podcast, but we've got reason to know that you're not humble, Jim, and we've heard this over the years.
I'm an unbelievably Susan Olsen. Good-looking man.
Jack, similar to myself, true. You've been blessed as a very good-looking young...
I'm a good-looking man. No, I'm comfortable with it, Bill.
Yeah. I'll give him that.
Yeah, Bernie, we'll give him that.
That's just the truth. That's not humility. That's truth.
I'll give you that, but I'm not giving you the humble.
No. You know, Bristol's, the one I did with Bristol, Harrison came and saw me yesterday.
Oh, what did he say? Best one with
record numbers?
Twice the next.
Oh,
twice the number of downloads for the next most popular one.
Who was the next one?
Don't know.
Some boring bastard.
What I did like, though, Jim, you were really kind to the three of us on the.
Was
on
the
no. Yeah. No, 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 he
I
was.
I wouldn't be if I did it again.
No, don't.
No, he actually was.
No, and surely
look,
not.
Look, in all seriousness, it was a very good interview. I would refer people to it. Dylan got a lot out of you, and it was very good. But this is Saturday Rub, Jim. We're going to look at the negative bits. And you know what he said about you, Bill?
What?
This is really nice.
What?
Probably the nicest thing he's ever said about
me. And
no.
Good.
No, have a listen.
Bill's a legend, obviously.
Oh!
That's it.
Hey, Hose.
That's where that ended.
That's it.
Hang on. But there was a but.
No.
It was a but.
Hose, can we hear that again?
Sure.
Bill's a legend, obviously.
Obviously.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's,
obviously.
That's it.
But.
There was nothing else after that.
He's a legend.
Look at him.
He's a legend.
Look at
he's
up in America.
And Edgy, I've known you for about 20 years, I reckon.
Yes.
And we've been, I reckon we've been good mates about 15.
Yes.
And you finally realised I've got a quality that may have been lost on you for some time about me. And I was really chuffed.
You got quality, Dave.
I was emotional when I heard this about me.
Right, quality.
Damo, not only great sort of news.
I like Damo's a lot funnier than people give him credit for.
Hugely funny.
He's very smart.
Oh,
he plays the role
now
very
well.
He totally does.
And it took you 20 years to realise.
Led me into that. He led me in and I tipped into it. I shouldn't have.
Rosie, one more time.
No.
Damo, not only great sort of news.
I like Damo's a lot funnier than people give him credit for.
Hugely funny.
He's very smart.
He plays totally does. Moment of weakness.
So, thank you, Jim. I appreciate
moment of weakness
that.
Just when?
Yeah.
Well, can you remember one that you've...
Hugely funny, Bill.
I don't remember.
But good.
I'm the glue to this show. Hey, now, Burn. Now, you also referenced you. You also referenced
I've
you.
Got to mention.
You got to mention?
Uh-huh. Bernie Vince. What a great talent.
It wasn't a
lot. That was it.
Well, it's more words than a legend.
That was one more word, I think.
Exactly.
I think Rosie's found what a great talent and jutted up this for Bernie Vince.
Great.
So thank you, Jim. You look after us.
Of course I do.
It means a lot, Jim.
It does. And you blokes don't get mentioned very often, so it's nice for me to give you a bit of a leg up.
Yes.
Just a little leg up.
Good for the profile.
Now, we're downstairs before we come up here today. Right. We're at the Adelaide Oval. Ground looks good. Beautiful.
Looks magnificent.
Watch out for the fireworks when they go off because they get in your throat and your eyes and all you can't see, can't talk. Now, downstairs are the honour boards.
So we're waiting for the lift.
I was
waiting
for that as well.
Waiting for Beasy to come down. I don't know what he was doing. He took a while. But anyway, we've got the South Australian representatives here, right?
You saw some names on it.
Test representatives.
Well, So here we go. We've got...
That's exactly what it is.
So we got...
Sorry.
Bernie.
That's going to destroy fat.
Sometimes just stop talking.
I was actually reading it.
Exactly.
The Chapels, Hawks, Rodney Hogg, Hildage, Sound Asleep.
All the name drops on the podcast.
Wayne Phillips.
Slipper.
May.
Peter George.
Bluey.
Tim May. Legend, Tim May.
Gillespie. Peter McIntyre.
I know.
And we're looking...
That he's on.
We're looking for...
We've seen all these
James Brayshaw. Looking.
Then you looked up the top.
Lehman.
And then I looked up the top. And guess what it says?
What did it say?
South Australian Test Cricket representative.
Yeah.
And that's right. Yeah. You didn't play the
test. Could you see that one coming?
Wait a touch, Ellie. I said that like a minute and a half ago.
Yeah, he did. He started.
I pretend I didn't hear that.
No, did you?
Just let me know.
Where have you been,
Fat,
by the way?
Elizabeth.
We last saw you Thursday, and you're wandering off into the distance. What have you done between then and now?
I saw him a bit later Thursday night.
Oh,
no.
Oh, he's moving.
He was very happy with
all the old South Australian Australian boys. Peter Caven.
Yes.
Scott, what's his name?
Scotty
Stephen?
Welsh.
Scotty Welsh.
Scott's, no, no. Mark Stevens.
Mark, Turbo, yeah. Yes, and this bloke pinched me, and it bloody hurt, because a little bit there to grab.
Lots to grab.
So I spun around.
Big handful.
Stiffy John Cock.
Stiff. One of my favourite teammates
ever. He's a good boy, isn't he? Good.
Where were you with all of it?
We had a TLA function. TLA function it was.
Yes, right. TLA
and
function.
Everyone was there. So I had a good night. And then yesterday...
I saw you doing a cashie yesterday.
No, 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 don't.
Oh, sorry. Through the books.
No, no, no. Oh, give back to Elizabeth.
Okay.
Went out to Elizabeth.
Hang on a minute. Those blokes that you just mentioned, they're all on the TLA books.
I don't know. I think they're Bernie's mates. And got
I had about 25 names on the door, I think.
You got some feral mates.
And family.
And and half of them didn't get in. They couldn't get in.
Remember, he goes, what about your feral mates? I said, mate, that was only four of them. There's another 16 outside fighting the bouncers trying to get in.
No, but went with Sam Newman yesterday. The Fox. Said to say good day to everyone. He's part of the family.
Well, he'll be here for the whole time. Gather around.
Yeah. Flew in and flew out.
Did he?
Same day.
Flew in. Terry got him at the airport. Yep. Went out to Elizabeth. Straight to the airport. Back home.
Yep,
but it was good. Out 300 out there, Jimmy Boy. Central District. Out there.
Nice.
Gee, they love Johnny Platton.
Yeah, the rat.
Gilbert McAdam, one of the Gary out there. And the Gowan boys.
Yeah, James and Chris Gowan.
Oh, my
Anglesey, mate. They're Anglesey over there.
They are.
From there.
Yeah.
Legends here.
Alistair Clarkson, I think, coached them to about two or three flags out there.
Great old club out there.
No, it is.
It was fantastic. So we did that. And guess what I did, Jim? I got home.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, EOS or is.
No.
You know what he said on air one day? EOS.
I said,
where are you staying? He goes, EOS.
I said, has anyone been to that new joint? It's bloody good. I stayed there the other night.
Very good.
What's it called? EOS. Pretty hard to get that
just
wrong.
Just had a little nap and didn't get up till about 9. And
nap.
Yeah. No, I'd had a big week.
Last night.
The bus stuffed me on Tuesday.
You get a takeaway bolognese.
I did. Exactly right, Damo. So I've had a rest day, so I'm ready to go today. Look out.
And, Jim, you've been hobnobbing with the Premier Thursday?
Yes, my man.
Yep.
Pete Malinowski.
Can we take him back to Victoria?
I know.
Yeah.
How good would he be to be in charge of our state?
Nah,
our state's gone.
Leave him here. You take all of our good shit.
No.
Leave him here.
Grand Prix.
Yep. He's brilliant, Pete. I'm a big fan of his.
You and I, they sort of seem to shun us from the main table, didn't they? Like, you and I were stuck with Tommy Wren, or Tommy Wren was stuck with us.
That's better. Yeah. Tommy Wren was stuck
with I meant that way, Tommy, sorry.
They had two main tables, and then they had some booths in the middle.
Yeah.
And they had two booths that were full of important people.
Yeah.
And then one booth right at the end.
Tommy.
Damo, me and Tommy. And a few people came up to us during the lunch and said, geez, they don't like you. They're throwing you right out the back.
It's like the naughty boy table.
Yeah, I said, not bad.
I heard him speak yesterday too, because I double booked myself. And geez, he fired up. He gives a good speech.
It's a rah-rah speech. The pre-match on Thursday night game.
Oh, no.
I wanted to go and work for the state.
Exactly.
He's very funny, speech. Sharp. He's a big Port Adelaide man. He still plays footy as well. He's got a double ball drop. Double
handball.
He's got a little hop and a skip. He had a set shot from about 25 metres out. It was all over the news. Didn't make the distance.
No,
he's doing the Black Steve 7 or something.
He's doing the handball again on the Sunday footy show tonight, where he took on and thrashed Gillon McLaughlin last year, and he's not as confident against Andrew Dillon tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, we've got Connor Rosie coming on shortly, who was extraordinary last night. Jesus, Essendon after quarter final. Nowhere.
Nowhere.
What happened, Jim? Because they obviously started well, and there was
they were really
quarter.
Good. Yeah. To quarter time, they were really good. In fact, should have been in front. And then after that, I was watching from the box just along here, and I thought Brad Scott will be filthy because they did not give a yelp after quarter time.
But
the whole
ballers.
Thing just fell away.
Mate, Butters fired up, Rosie fired up.
And
Francis.
All of them were amazing.
Seven centre bounce clearances.
He was outstanding on Francis.
Yeah. No, they were very disappointing. Yeah.
Hey, Rosie, what one more time, please?
No, I can't.
Please,
not
Rosie.
Only great. Sort of news.
I like Damo's a lot funnier than people give him credit for.
Hugely funny.
He's very smart.
He
plays the role very, very well.
No, he totally does.
See, hugely funny, Jim. Thank you.
This is the thing, Bernard.
Oh, no.
When you start one of these, as badly edited as that is.
That wasn't edited.
That one wasn't edited.
Everyone goes, everything I'm hearing is edited now.
No.
This is all wedged. So I was talking about someone else being huge.
No, you weren't.
Into himself.
It's probably me, Jim.
You'll just hang on. Great talent.
I've never called fat a legend either, so that didn't happen.
you say, did. You
all can't of this
just,
didn't happen.
Can't just get through on talent, though, Bill. That's what I used to get told.
You haven't. Who said you've got through?
Oh, I feel like I'm through. Where is the light at the end of the tunnel?
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M Footy Saturday Rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Paris turned around, kicked it straight into the back of a teammate. Rosie pounces, kicks a running banana, it's stepping it through. Little slice of magic from Connor Rosie. Works out well. Rosie on the end of the handball, arches the back, runs to 45. You know the rest.
Kick inside 50, loose ball. Rosie is hovering. He picks it up from 40 out. Can he snap that far? Can he snap that far? You bet he can. 3 goals to Rosie, the captain on fire tonight.
What he did last night, Connor Rosie Fat, and that is take the piss.
Oh, early on.
It was as good a game of football as you can put together. He had 36 of it, 16 in the contest, 3 goals, 2. Could easily have had 5. Actually, got burned a couple of times when he was wide open, which we'll talk about now with the great man. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Twice you were wide open, and I don't know who the player didn't handball it to you, but you should have had 5.
Yeah, it was one of those nights where it sort of just felt like it was bouncing my way a fair bit, especially in the first half. So, maybe could have ended up with a couple more, but, yeah, pretty happy. Happy with our finish.
Pretty exceptional midfield group you got going. Really good balance with Drew, I reckon, you sort of your defensive mid, and then you got your guys like yourself that get on the move, Butters in and under, and Ivan Soldo coming into the club. It's just a great mix.
Yeah, I think that's been one of our strengths, especially for the first part of this year, is we're not all the same midfielder, and I guess Zach and I probably provide that bit of outside shape and pretty quick with our feet, and Jason Horne-Francis and Ollie Wines and Willem Drew provide that inside shape, and Ivan's been great since he came in. We're getting a few more first looks at it, which makes it easier to be a bit more proactive.
How are you going with the captaincy, Connor Robert? Billy here, mate. Because over there in Melbourne, we thought, oh, geez, he's young, but yep. You seem to be doing it beautifully. How are you going with it all?
Yeah, it's been a little bit of an adjustment, but I feel like, the guys at the club have been great, and we've obviously got Travis Boak and Ollie Wines who have been previous captains, so I probably lent on them a fair bit throughout pre-season. And, yeah, there's a bit of extra things that need to be done around the club, a few extra meetings and conversations that need to be had. But, I mean, that comes with a job, and I'm just trying to sort of chuck myself in the deep end a little bit and learn along the way. I'm probably obviously not going to be perfect from day one, but being young, I feel like I can sort of grow into the role a fair bit.
And, Connor, being the leader of this club, having come off a solid performance, but one that ultimately was a loss against Melbourne the previous week, against Essendon last night, which had trumpeted its Essendon edge component to its game, did that steal you as a group? And were you ready for it? And did it actually work for you that you may have been coming up a team that was talking about itself that way?
Oh, not really, to be completely honest. We didn't really touch on it that much at all.
No, Damo.
He's a funny man.
As much as everyone talks about it from the outside, we didn't really, I don't remember talking about it at all. So, to be honest, it was, the lead up to the game was all about us, and we felt like we played, three and a half good quarters of football last week. We just didn't quite get the job done in the last quarter, and that was probably the main focus is keeping that intensity for the whole four quarters, and we felt like we did that last night.
Great story, Mitch Georgiades. 349 days between games of footy and contributed strongly and got better as the game went on, and he must have felt great in the rooms afterwards.
Yeah, he's a pretty happy man, I think, today, getting through unscathed and obviously playing really well as well. So he's a must-love character of our group, and if you know Mitch at all, he's such a lovable bloke and just comes with a great attitude every week. So it's great to have him back amongst the main group, and I'm sure he'll be a mainstay for the rest of the year.
You got Mr. Cripps to thank for a lot of the good players that have come to the footy club over the last few years. Alir, you got Horne-Francis. We mentioned Soldo before. Radigalir, they're all highly talked about. But one that sort of snuck under the radar a bit, Brendan Zirk-Thatcher. I reckon he's that lockdown defender that just allows Alir and Radigalir, these sort of guys, just to play their own game and go at the footy.
Yeah, 100%. It's a great point. He's probably flown under the radar a little bit outside the football club, but internally he's been valued really highly, especially over the first month and throughout preseason as well. He's a very unselfish player, and he's obviously one that shows a lot of leadership out there as well, and helps other guys play the best of their ability as well, especially Alir and Radiglia as well. So, yeah, it's nice to have those sort of guys come in, and I think it's a massive strength of our football club in general is how we recruit and through the draft and also through trade period.
Yes, indeed. And we love Jason Horns Francis. Yes, thank you, Damien. But I wanted to ask about Kenny last night. On the boundary line, no headphones, just sits there and watches the game like it's an under-12s coaching game.
Talking to people.
Yeah, so obviously the other coaches are up in the box, are they? And they run that?
Yeah, so we've got our midfield coach.
Obviously,
just let Connor answer.
Well, actually, it's a good point because our forwards coach actually sits on the bench as well, Chad Thorne. And we've got our midfield coach and our defensive coach up in the box, so they sort of relay down the messages if Ken needs to hear anything specific. But yeah, it's been really nice since he's come down to the boundary. You feel a lot more connected to him as a coach rather than sort of just copping an earful when you make a mistake. So. It's been a really nice change, and I think it's made Ken sort of feel like he's more a part of the game and is able to understand our emotions a little bit more when we come off straight away. So it's been a nice change.
Rose, whenever Bill asks a question, never say it's a good point or it's a good question, because that wasn't really a question. It was a statement and then a question, and then he got a bit lost.
What friendship relationship with Zach? Oh, they're very, very close. How close are you two?
Yeah, we've been great mates ever since we got to the club. We obviously got drafted together, and then he moved over to Adelaide. I was obviously an Adelaide boy already, and we moved about 500 metres from each other around the corner. So we spent probably every day together for the first 4 or 5 years and developed a really close connection off the field, and he's turned into a superstar player now as well and obviously a vice captain. So. Yeah, our connection off the field, I think, has made it so much easier to work together on the field as well.
Hey, getting back to Ken Hinckley, this is how relaxed he was, Bill. Mm. He was sipping a latte while coaching.
Was
with
he?
The headphones off, having a coffee. Did you see that, Connor?
No, I didn't. He's normally a big Coke Zero fan, so that surprised me a little bit.
Coffee at night.
Because he doesn't drink. He never drank when he played.
No.
Which is some concern.
Some concern, is it, Bill? Well, you're probably the
other
end.
He was a good player, Connor, when he used to play. We used to call him Purple. He'd have these purple patches where he was just unbelievable. He'd take hangers, have bounces, kicks goals. He wasn't tough. He wasn't hard. He never picked up.
Never coming from you,
Bill. Yeah, because I played the same and never picked up anyone.
Is that where you got your nickname Purple from? Man, purple.
No, I got it from this idiot who made up a story about me.
Connor's down.
Hey, well done. And a nice little week coming up too, because you got Freo back here next week.
Yeah, we've had a nice run of games at home now, so a little bit different to previous years where we're sort of travelling every second week. So it's been nice to have gather around here and to have another home game next week. Our fans have been amazing for the last couple of weeks, and hopefully we can keep the form up.
Well done. You were superb last night.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Good on you, mate.
Unbelievable. So Chris Scott, I know, got belted behind the scenes for his comments about the two teams from here getting an extra home game.
Yep.
And everyone said, well, we all go to bloody Melbourne teams get basically 16 home games. But where his comments are relevant are Freo and West Coast for me, because the Sydney and Queensland and New South Wales teams have got the extra home game now with round zero.
Yeah.
And this mob, the two mobs here, they have to travel more than anyone over there.
They do.
They have to travel further and more often than any other team, and they don't get an extra home game.
No. And I heard Chris say that, and I think if anyone had a problem with it, just listen to the entire context of it, because it actually resonated with me, what he said. And look, it's not even, as never will be, it's a fixture, it's not a draw. It's as we know, 23 matches, Bill, for 18 teams, doesn't work, and now they've added gather round and opening round to it to further complicate it.
Yeah.
Well, he's a smart bloke, Chris Scott. When he talks, you listen.
You do,
Damo? You do.
Absolutely, I do. I listen to Brad and Chris.
Brad
all
doesn't
the time.
Like you. Well,
when
that is not true. That is not true.
When Bernard speaks, I listen.
Oh yeah,
I don't.
And yes, enough. Someone listens.
Good talent. He's good talent.
Yeah, great talent.
Great talent.
Good talent.
I tell you what, if I
Bill, you're a legend.
If I appear enough at all this year after giving you that pump up, then I can revisit.
You better, just said no, Stu.
Better get rid of me out of there.
Cross him take out. Him out, hose.
Bernie Vince. What a great talent.
There it is.
Well, I'm glad you hit that. Nice. Now the intro.
Proudly brought to you by the...
Are you seeing anything in English?
That's what you call a nut-nut.
On the interchange, you give it a bit. Could have given it a bit. There's a bit one here.
So, nuff.
On the interchange.
You like the new opener, boys?
Good. I like it.
You just said this is your favourite part of the rub, Bill.
No, I didn't.
He said it sarcastically.
I think he said it.
I love it.
The opposite.
Because I love you, Bernard.
I just got a text from Rose and I said... Well, I did say take Jim out, but she said, no, we have to keep him in. It's been a long week. So
this is all right, because we really put somebody else in that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we tend to... Well, we should remember the people close to us, names. And, Jim, well, you didn't.
Poor Adelaide. Who need a win?
Bill's just wandering through the fixture.
Well, gather round, and both Adelaide sides need a win.
Phil. That's how irrelevant he is to me. He's just bloody chopping his ass in late. He can be called Phil. That's
it. He called him Phil, and he didn't even realise. No. He didn't even pick up.
He called Ed Jim.
Yeah, well, on television. I think we've got that.
Had a great time, didn't we?
Yeah!
8 hours, Jim.
8 hours.
Was 8 hours with these two.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have sat well with Ed.
No. I didn't look at him. I didn't look up.
Any phone calls since, Bill? No. Or Phil? Sorry? Actually, Phil?
Sent in an invoice. I haven't been paid.
Now, we don't host, do we, Bill? We're not. It's sort of not in our area.
Bill certainly doesn't.
I can.
If needed.
So I'm not sure what planning goes into when you bring in
a
show.
I would recommend you do
an opener. I think I could. But I probably need a little bit of work before I do that, but I have got talent. I know that.
Good talent. Great talent.
Das, come over here, had a lot of time to think about Das. He's gone with this amount of teams.
Welcome to Gather Round, Mark 2, all 19 teams assembled here in South Australia.
He's gone with the 19 teams.
Glenelg or someone, is he?
Well, no, Tassie's in.
Tassie, I did say that straight after. I said, you're counting Tassie. He said... They've got a licence. And we're counting licences, are we now? But no, he wasn't happy.
He's a bit rattled, though.
He was rattled last night.
He was in Cane Corns.
Yeah, ooh. What happened there? There's something going on.
There's something going on behind the scenes we don't know.
Barry Denner. Now, I had him in the...
Peoples.
I don't like having him.
No, Peoples. Yeah, people. You can't pull people.
Untouchable.
He did text me last week and said, thank you, I needed that. I was getting a bit ahead of myself. Because he was signing autographs and footies and handballing outside of the ground last week. So... Had to clip him a little bit, but one rule when you do commentate is you can't be biased. You can't be barracking for your team. Now, he's an Essendon man, and it got tight late against St Kilda last week.
McGrath, who grabbed the footy and gets a hat kick to the boundary line. That is, oh, it's deliberate. Oh, goodness. It's deliberate.
Barry, that's as deliberate as you'll see. Come on, mate. Take off those Essendon glasses.
I was just thinking the same thing, Joey. That's as deliberate as you will ever see. And the free kick will go to...
Come on, Barry.
So,
that's barracking.
Nothing worse than that.
There's a few of them examples.
What I love is Bernard giving it. Then they did contact me last week and said I was getting ahead of myself.
He thanked me. Joey Montagna. Now, apparently was seen out pretty late last night too, but I think he was out late the night before he said this. And I want you to tell me what he's trying to say, Bill, and if it's a word.
Righto.
Three votes has to go to Nick Martin, who was just the orchestrator. Was it the orchestrator? That's it. That's the one off half back.
He was an orchid.
He set it all up.
And what's
that's
happening?
What he meant. He set it up. That's what he did. He set it up from the wing and set it up.
I would stop speaking. Now's the time to just stop.
Can you elaborate a bit more without saying set it up six times?
I bailed out.
If in doubt, get out. Now, Ash. Ash is calling. Then this isn't on
he is.
Ash.
He is.
Tomorrow. Yes, debut. Yep. We heard a little bit of a snippet the other week, and he sounds very good, but I don't know. Darce might be worried about his position, maybe, because I've got Darce again. He just gives him a clip. Now, last year, remember, he is calling. Ash, I think walking out of here, he kicked the caravan, the SEN caravan, and kicked over. He was in all.
He lost his way here.
Like, haven't seen him.
Broke his finger.
Haven't seen him this year. But Darce just thought, well, I'm going to give him a clip, maybe put him off his game. But if you're going to have a crack at someone, get the crack right, Bill, I say.
All right.
And she once called Scott Pembury Stott at the ground level.
Scott Pembury. Nath Brown. Now, I had to sort of cut these down.
Big week for Nath.
Maybe Kane did land a couple, because it sounds like he has with some of these. Now, he rehashed something that I only heard the week before. He went with this.
Yeah, when Keane got dropped in the goal square early doors in this one, it was Petty who got him, and he just made a beeline for him, for Petty, and just reminded him he's going to get him back. So plenty of feeling down here at ground level.
Yeah, he won't back down, Petty.
Not bad.
No, I like
not
that.
Bad, not bad.
That's all right.
I heard it just the week before. Our boy Tim Solly said it. And Dave Brayshaw was in there.
Gets it to Petty. He won't back down.
He's reused it.
He's got form in this space.
Thought it was a new audience and went again. And he was.
What's that called, Damo, when you pinch someone?
Plagiarism, Bill.
You can't do that, especially with jokes.
Don't ever help him.
Oh, I shouldn't have. Sorry.
What are you doing?
I wouldn't mind a spelling on plagiarism, Bill, while you're going.
No, we don't have to spell it on there.
Okay, if in doubt, get out again. Now, I'm going to go to this one first. Is it Callum Jamieson plays at West Coast, I think? He's just really overcompensated. The size of him.
Callum Jamieson, 201 kilos.
No, 201 kilos. That's a big man. He's a big boy.
Don't we just let things slide when there's a mistake? Triple M boxes went off.
He's a linebacker.
It's an offensive linebacker. 201 kilos.
Not sure he'd be that mobile, but anyway.
You're not allowed to mention weights anymore.
No one's
allowed to bring them up.
I don't even know why there's a weights column, but there is a weights column. They will say zero.
Of all the woke stupidity that has crept into our lives, I think might be the worst.
It is the stupidest thing ever.
That why would they do it 15 years ago?
15?
30? 30? How long since I've played?
You're 70.
24? 30?
Just out by half. A double.
It's been a while, Bill.
And then obviously a big role of the commentary crew is to do live reads. This is one of them. And you tell me where he goes wrong, Bill.
This is the Triple M prime time for Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. Mitsubishi Heavy Industries. Put your trust in the experts in the air. Mitsubishi.
Got it.
Took him
too fast. How many times we tell him?
Too quick.
Reading too quick. Take your time.
He thinks just get in, get it done quick, and
Bill's
get out.
Bill's giving him broadcast advice.
Yeah. Elocution lessons from Bill Brown.
Elocution.
Yes. How many?
Elocution.
Five.
I like the space he's in at the moment, Nath. He's on top of the ground.
He was coming in telling people that didn't notice him when he was coming in the other night. I actually was loving it too.
Walking home last night, he's getting stopped every 5 metres. People love him.
Especially here with Kane. He's rubbed a few up the wrong way here in South Australia. Well, the right way. Probably Australia. our boy Tex now, he's been in the...
He's
just dipping his toe in the water with a bit of special comments when he's free, and he just thinks it's going to be pretty cold up in Mount Barker this afternoon or tonight. So I think he's trying to tell us to wear a puffer jacket, but he got it wrong.
Tell you, was it Kathmandu or Kathmandu? Kathmandu, is it? Take that up to Mount Barker, she'll be freezing cold.
Kathmandu, that was me Arnie.
Kathmandu.
Have you ever heard of it called Kathmandu?
It might be in Mount Barker.
Well, it might be. It's local. Gather round. All teams are here. All 19 teams. All 19 teams are here. They're all playing. There's people everywhere. There's scarves and everything. So, for enough of the week, I've gone local. Very local. Right. Hit it, please, host.
Enough of the week.
might be 201 kilos, this man. Big man, Rhett Biglands I'm talking about. Oh, he just needs a little... He just needs to quieten down a little bit, I think. He comes in and he comes in with a book with notes for each game, and he does a few games.
You got the berries.
Oh, the mixed berries. You know, he writes all his jokes out. Because he writes them out, he has to read them. Yeah. He can't read, which is his problem. But he started with binoculars.
Phil Thorpe coming from the ground. Just saw in the Harvey Norman replay, Tex Walker just run up and just booted him fair in the calf. He said, this is my forward line. If you don't pass to me, cop that. Might be a bit more than cramp. He's limping. Not too much of that.
Got the binoculars on him. I think it is cramping.
Yeah.
Hey, look at some blokes with the binoculars, and some blokes are leg shavers, some blokes are not, Ben.
What did you call those things you're holding?
These binoculars.
Yeah.
What are they called?
Binoculars.
So, remember in that grab just then, he said that Phil Thorpe was coming off with an injury.
Yeah.
No longer than 8 seconds later, he's gone with this. Not blessed with comprehension up here, Biggles.
O'Brien's on hands and knees still. Almost put him in cotton wool with Yaron. Put Riley O'Brien on the bench and Phil Thorpe have a run around.
I'd absolutely be saving him. He's been absolutely the best on ground. And
Phil Thorpe's cramping up, Biggles.
Of course, he's not good.
Not good, Biggles, not good.
I don't know any of that. What happened there?
Well, you got to listen, Bill. Yeah, I saw you.
No. That whole thing. I didn't get one bit of that.
Yeah, well, you don't get many things. It's pretty hard to get that in. Hey, throw to the boundary the other night, Jim. Now, you threw to him. And when you're down on the boundary and people listening at home, he actually asked to be thrown to. So you've got something in you. You're ready to go. Yep, get down to me. Biggles, got something. Got some gold here. Jim does the right thing. And Rhett Biglands on the boundary.
Biggles.
Bob Jane Tomas, Biggles, what can you see down there, mate?
Tarajway Woden onto the field as the sub. Benny Brown has taken the back seat of the dugout.
So he came in the second time. I don't know where he went missing. And then, because he writes all his jokes down and thinks he's funny, when we actually did go down to him, this is what he spat out.
Kenny Hinckley's just on the boundary line there coaching with a latte. He's not overly fussed.
Right in front of Rhett Biglands.
Yeah, the confusion down here, Daisy, I'm glad you cleared that up. When the barista came down asking for Ken latte with one milk and sugar, it was a bit rattling for us down here. Glad you worked it out.
What is that?
Working on those jokes down there, Biggles.
I'm not sure whether funny is his thing. Damo, maybe you can have
still,
a...
What was that one?
Maybe... Can you texting again?
Fan hasn't followed one
day. No, because he's on his phone.
You know what? You're hanging on Biggles for doing that.
What?
You asked the question to Connor about the latte. You brought it up with Connor.
I did, actually. I did. You were listening.
Yes, I was listening.
Maybe you could have a chat to him about being funny, seeing you're so funny.
Hugely
Damo.
Funny.
Damo. Usually, funny.
I've said that about Fat.
But this is what tipped me over the edge this week to make him Nuff of the Week and go local. One of the great tennis players of all time, this man.
More unforced errors than Goran Ivanovic, isn't it?
Biggles is gone early, family.
Just for sakes.
That's a hard one.
Play it again, Hose.
Goran Ivanovic.
Oh, no.
You should never go with that.
Well, no. What are you?
Did you get that one, Bill?
You got that
Goran.
One.
Goran. I got that.
You're back.
He made a lot of unforced. Goran.
What?
Goran, the big left-hander.
Yeah, what though?
No, you don't have to go with it. See, I wouldn't have gone there. I would have gone...
You'd have bailed.
I would have gone with Pat Cash. See?
Yeah,
one syllable.
He didn't make
on the net, he did.
Oh, did he?
On the net, yes.
On the net. Up at the net, maybe.
Speaking of when you throw down to the boundary riders, what about when you threw down to Doc Larkins or you didn't throw down to him, Jim?
we used to crack it.
What Smooth used to do is if he wasn't getting enough airtime, he then used to just unplug his... He went down to the boundary and he wasn't there. He just evaporated.
Is that when he stole the cherry ripe? Or how did cherry ripe stolen?
Chompers stole his cherry ripe. No, you're right. Actually, Smooth stole his cherry ripe and then Chompers cracked it. And the two of them didn't speak for the whole day. They were either side of the interchange, not speaking to each other. Have we got some news coming up, Purple?
Well, we do.
Purple. All right, I like that. Hard Yakka Work
Wear. Funny.
This is the Triple M Saturday rub for McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M rocks footy.
The Triple M Footy Saturday rub for Hard Yakka. Nothing's tougher.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
Nice to have your company, Adelaide Oval, and we've got some news to get through with Purple ahead of a big day of football. Sydney and West Coast, then Freo, Carlton, and then tonight it's the Dogs and the Cats.
Ooh.
Speaking of the Cats, Fad, Damo and I were at the very important lunch you didn't get invited to.
Yeah.
With the Premier.
Yeah.
And as we were waiting out the front, I wasn't standing next to you at the stage, Purple. A few of the Geelong boys drifted by, including Steve Hocking, who's an intimidating man, Hocking.
Oh, he's got those eyes.
When he looks, you just straighten up.
Exactly.
I really like him, but when you give it the Hock, how are you? Gives it the, I'm good, thanks, James. Like,
okay. Well, I normally see him on the pierce having a few at the footy. He goes, g'day, Bill. I go, g'day, Stephen, how are you? Played 199 games, Hock, for
he's
too long.
He's still a hard body, even through a suit. You can tell he's...
just on the Cats.
Yep. Big Pods was there. What Big Pods do?
The J-Pod.
Not a lot. but Mark Blitzarbs today, I know you're going to go.
That's a good story.
Jump in. 250th game. A steeplechase.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Couldn't kick, couldn't mark when he first came down to the Cats. Number 54 in the 2012 rookie draft. Yeah.
Wow.
Number 54.
Is that Stephen Wells?
I was talking to Brian Cook. I said, tell me about Mark Blitzarbs. He said, Stephen Wells knocked on his door one day back in 2012. Said, can we find $30,000 to get this bloke, bring him across, Mark Blitzarbs? 30 grand it was, and he plays his 250th game.
It's a great story.
Won a premiership in 2022. That year, he was second in the best and fairest in an All-Australian.
Yep. He's won one, hasn't he?
He's won two best and fairest, but in a grand final premiership year.
Yeah, that's a good year.
And tell you what, the young blokes love him.
I was about to say, he's a ripping bloke too, but sort of anything else.
Exactly.
Whenever you see him, he's straight over to say hello. He's a bloody champ. I love him.
Well done, Blitz.
What have we got, Purple?
Yeah, we'll start with a quick recap of the footy played. I want to just ask Burn about the Crows. Now they are officially 0-4, lost to Melbourne on Thursday night. The season, if it wasn't already in dire straits, is now.
It certainly is. Carlton in Melbourne too this week.
Bernard.
Next week.
We did that game, and then since then I reckon I've run into 15 Adelaide Crows fans who all asked the same question you asked during the call, and that is, why do we wait until the game's over before we start playing properly?
Yeah, well, they've done it every game, basically. The Gold Coast was probably the
first
in the
game.
Wet. That was probably the most profound one. They actually got going and kicked the last seven or eight goals to come home and just lose. But I'm not sure what... They look like they're a different team when they have to score, Jim. You should do that from the start of the game. When they have to, when the game's just about gone, and the balance of being gone that game was...
they had their best quarter in the last quarter against Melbourne.
Four or five goals was the margin, and they had to take risks and come through the middle of the ground. When they started to do that, Jim, they got right back in the game, and you could argue with a couple of set shots going through, they could have pinched that late, but why wait until you have to win or you have to take a risk? Just do that from the start. Surely the coaching staff are saying that to them. Look, there's a behaviour or a trend here. Let's just do that from the start.
Well, I thought the same about Essendon last night. Because as soon as Port Adelaide defensively got hold of them, they just became so benign with the ball.
Yeah,
they did.
And I'm looking at it going, surely this is the time to actually take the game on and try and spin that on its head. Instead of that, they scored once in 40 minutes.
Adelaide, Carlton this week in Melbourne as well, or next game. So that could be zip and fire. That's season.
Yep. Just to your point, Jim, about the Bombers, Brad Scott, really disappointed with the entire game, but particularly the midfield last night.
Oh, look, in the end, it's a good wake-up call for our guys. It's been a strength to our game. You know, we're only four games in, but it's been a strength for us. And, you know, and sometimes you... Just a bit of a perfect storm. Whatever we changed made it worse. You know, we were beaten on the inside. We held outside. Then we held outside. You know, it flipped. Got beaten inside, beaten outside. And that's a real credit to, you know, Rosie and Horn Francis were just, you know, totally dominant in that part of the game.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks of talk about the Essendon edge, it just was not there after quarter time. Now, I know that can happen, Jim, and you have referenced the surge component to the way the power play, when they get a sniff, they're on, but it wasn't, there was no resistance to it, and that's a worry, isn't it? Given what happened in the last 4 weeks of last year, they can't shake that at this stage, and until they act their way out of it, they're just words.
Just went back into their shell, that was the thing. Yeah. Live at the ground, they suddenly became, all the sizzle, all the danger in their ball movement evaporated, and that would have been the thing that I reckon
reckon Scotty was most disappointed with.
Yep. Jack Inniven, tomorrow afternoon will play for Hawthorn. It's his fourth game, Bill, against Collingwood. He's already effectively had two either rule changes or rule interpretational addressings in a very short career. It's 45 matches only old at this stage. He's a young 21-year-old. He's a December birthday last year.
I like him.
I like him too, yeah. But there's going to be some focus.
What about his comments about playing that game here? Did you see them?
No.
When he said, "Oh, well, you know, it's a shame I can't do it in front of 90,000 at the MCG."
I didn't catch that with it.
He reckons he was dragging 90 in
just for him
for the first
the
game.
Styles himself.
I loved it. When I saw it, I went, "That's good, good boy."
Yeah. I'm intrigued, and I just want to see what Braden Maynard will do before the game starts. Yeah. I reckon there'll be a little coming together of sorts. There'll be certainly a verbal, I think, something going. And then the first time he gets the ball, Bill, Ginnivan, I just cannot wait. There's going to be a Jack Watts style of ambush, I think, from Collingwood players.
Wow.
On Ginnivan tomorrow.
And he'll be yapping. Don't worry about that.
He's just got to stop his technique. Like, he was getting high free kicks. He's just that arm. He's just got to stop lifting it. He was actually got caught high before he even lifted his arm a couple of times. He's just got to cut that out.
Does he necessarily need to...
But you can't. It's hard to get rid of that.
Yeah. Does he need to... I mean, again, this is for me saying this, but I'm asking you the question. Does he need to focus on disposing of it the moment he gets it, as opposed to trying to get to free? Am I sort of oversimplifying a complex issue?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know what will happen.
It's just the way he goes in.
He'll get a free kick. He'll get a couple of free...
Oh, that's the interest.
M50.
Yeah.
This game, I'll give it to him. He'll get a couple of free kicks. Yep. You wait for it.
And Collingwood might just concede one just to sort of make a statement too. But speaking of knocks and heads, Cozzy Pickett, Jim. Now, we know the rules were changed dramatically after Braden Maynard, we just spoke about, hit Angus Brayshaw last year. They were actually changed on the back of that incident, so that the moment you then choose to leave the ground to do something in the game and then you have a contact with an opponent, as Cozzy Pickett did on Sligo the other night, he has been given a one-week ban from the match review office. Yep. And while he may want to argue that through the tribunal system, I don't see how he can with the new rules.
Well, as long as they...
Silly, that was.
Yeah, as long as they back it up, if they do challenge it and they get to the tribunal, they should say no. The rules are now very clear. You leave the ground, you make contact with someone's head, that you get suspended. Last night, Andy McGrath didn't leave the ground and bumped.
Yep.
I can't remember who it was, but clean down the middle. Didn't make contact with their head, but didn't leave the ground.
Yep.
And I think Hodgie said in the commentary, well, there you are. You can actually legally bump someone, and you can. Mm. It's when you jump off the ground and make contact with the head, there should be zero tolerance, and I think that's fair enough.
How Maynard gets no weeks for what he did, and then, you know,
he's already got one.
Pickett getting one for that. They're completely... polar ends, I reckon, of the polar opposite ends.
But it's a necessary change to the rule.
It is. And as we saw, the AFL tried to get a suspension attached to Maynard last year, but the rules that were in place at the time didn't allow them to actually do that.
Well, that and whoever represented Melbourne in the hearing, the most inept performance I've ever seen. When you look at the transcript of what was said... It's like they just grabbed the doorman and said, you can come and represent us.
Got someone for free, Jim.
It was just horrific. I still can't get my head around half the crap that came out of him and the physical movement bloke. Yeah. It was just
the biomechanist.
Oh, it was just horrific.
Yeah.
Was that you, Bill, the biomechanist?
I think it might have been.
Well said. You went a bit quiet.
Gather Round, we know, is now 2 years old. It's got 2025 and 2026 component to this deal with the South Australian government, and then it's up for grabs beyond that. I think they'll be keen to keep it, Byrne, but there is strong consideration to be for having to look a little bit different in 2027. There could be, as Tom Morris reported, I think it was last night, Bill, just a potential for three different types of gather round in that particular year. So there's a lot to play out with it, but I know the AFL loves what is happening here, and it's the South Australian government on the back of Peter Malinauskas' pitch initially and continuation of it.
It's
working
here to stay.
Perfectly.
Well, you've walked around the street.
It's fantastic.
It's here to stay.
What the Premier has said at some of these lunches is that if we can lock a bit of a longer term deal in, he can put some more money into it, knowing that he's already got the commitment. So
Barossa, they're talking about
Barossa. They want to do something there, maybe Nuriupta or something.
No, I'll tell you where.
What's Fat going with?
Tanunda.
Kakunda, you called that.
Tanunda.
Yeah. Well, that's the Barossa, Bill.
Yeah, I know. $14 million they've spent there.
It's a good town, Tanunda. Oh,
very nice town.
Nice pub in the middle there.
Yeah. Very
and bit of accommodation out the back.
Club rooms.
Vine,
new ground gym. $14 million spent on the club rooms and the netball clubs. Very nice.
Yeah, look at Fat getting his eye.
And he cleaned up with a big brown paper bag out there.
Yeah. It's only taken me 5 years or more, actually. I think probably 7 years.
Hmm. What for?
I got rid of the quiz.
No, Jim, they love the quiz.
Where's the quiz?
Where's the quiz?
Where is it?
Out.
That's gone.
That's out. Can I give the plug for the quiz?
Go on.
Camel on down to Thirsty Camel bottle shops for unseriously good
deals.
Drink responsibly, and there'll be some good Thirsty Camel bottle shops around there in Adelaide.
There is actually.
There's
Anzac
one
Highway.
Near
the
our
Highway.
Place.
Yes. Good one.
Highway Hotel. Well, Anzac Highway on the way down to?
To where?
Glenelg.
Glenelg.
And what's happening down there? I'm trying to lead you quietly.
Well, he keeps looking at me. Yeah, he's you're looking at him, he's looking at
well,
me.
Well, it's a big state game going on down there.
Oh, he's picking it up now.
South Australia taking on Victoria, and two of the greats are down there. One of them's from Wakery. He likes to go down the river and
yabbies.
And Tony Modra's down there.
Is he? The legend?
So there's the beauty and the beast. But we've got to have a chat to the beast, unfortunately. Mark Rusciuto is at Glenelg. For the big state game.
You nearly got through.
Well, read right.
Welcome, Roo.
Oh, thanks for the intro, Billy. You're always generous, aren't you? How's your dyslexia going, all right?
It's good. Now, tell us, set the scene, please, down there. Glenelg, many people are going to go to this game.
There is a few coming in here now, Billy. They've just had the national anthem. So, should be a beautiful day down here, beautiful oval. A few people are on the beers already, and another great game of footy over the weekend.
Hey, Big Rusciut, I was living, as you know, in this magnificent state in the 90s when you were playing in those incredible State of Origin games. I reckon they used to have it on about a Tuesday night at Footy Park, Victoria would come over, and the joint, you couldn't fit another person into the place, and the games were always extraordinary.
Yeah, they were. Today they're celebrating the 30-year anniversary of the 94 one. Bill, you didn't play in that, did you?
I didn't play for Victoria, no. New South Wales hero.
Unbelievable game. Mods said he couldn't keep up with Ablett. Ablett kicked 8. Mods only kicked 6. Ablett took a mark just after the final siren, and we won by 2 points. Bloody amazing, amazing game. And I was only a young whippersnapper at that time, I remember it. We had blokes like Stephen Kernahan, Darren Jarman, John Platten.
He did play in one, I think.
Benny Hart, Johnny Clatton, Rennie, Wanganeen.
Good names.
Good names.
I remember we didn't know about Stephen Kernahan back in Victoria, and I reckon he kicked 10 from centre forward. I don't think that game. And all
that was
sudden,
93, I think, wasn't it? Or 92?
He'd been a premiership player for Carlton.
Then come over and Captain Carlton in his first year.
Yeah, so we sort of knew of him.
So we knew about him.
Yeah.
The premiership.
No,
premiership.
And then
Premiership
captain.
I think Bill, my memory was, I think Bill's right. He's right.
Funny man, no.
Yeah. Usually funny.
No, yeah, there's
a bit of a problem today, boys, though. I've had to pick up Mods from his house and drive him down here. And I'm babysitting again like I was in 93 and 94 when I'm about 5 years younger than him. He's got to do something on Fox Footy later on at about 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes. No drinks?
He may have not had a soda water for his first drink down here or something. And then, this is the worst bit. He's going around the corporate boxes for 2 hours with Billy this afternoon.
Billy,
seriously, Bill, you need to look after him. Otherwise, he could be the funniest fox footy ever, last one ever.
He might fall asleep.
We're going to get on the piss. Imagine that. I walk through and they go, how good's this? How good looking's that? And then Mods is in
the The beauty and the beast to be on again later on.
Hey, who are you worried about down there in that 94 team reunion, Roo? It's a long day, hot day. Yeah. You said about Mods. You mentioned a few others. Who are you worried about?
Yeah, we're getting out of here shortly because I have to go to the pre-game, and I'm seriously concerned about Mods, and I feel you really need to do the right thing for Australian football this afternoon, Cliff.
Hey, Bruce, sorry to change the topic, but what's happened with the Crows?
Come on, we're mates, Purple. No, look, they're out of form. There's no doubt that some of their players, senior players, are not playing the way that they'd like to. I think a couple of those got back in a bit better form on Thursday night, but not at the level that they want to be. And in general, they just haven't been able to replicate the form of last year, which is weird, Purple, because in the two trial games that they had, one against Port Adelaide and one against West Coast, they're actually really good. So, it's one of those strange things in football sometimes where you're out of form and it turns around quickly. Because obviously the season's really under pressure at zip and four.
Is Mods there? Can we chat to Mods?
Mods doesn't.
He's at the bar.
I tried to get him on and he rubbed his fingers together and he said, if they've got money, I'll come on.
Oh, did he?
We'll just promise him something we can't complete.
We've got to let you go because we've got
I'm going to let you go because what?
Well, Roo wants to go. He's got business to do.
Just to get back to what you said.
The races are on.
Listen to this idiot.
Trying to wrap him up. Have you got a winner, Roo, today?
Race 8, number 1.
Right,
Adelaide.
Adelaide.
Great man. Go and enjoy the footy down there and the rest of the game.
All right, guys.
Race 8, number 1.
And Bill, look after him.
No, please. I'm not.
No. It's your responsibility, Roo.
Look after him.
Otherwise, he'll probably end up getting you in a headlock anyway. So.
That'd be good.
We're going to get on the piss. We'll be out having a dart out the back here.
Can get physical. Bods can get physical too.
Don't give him a cigarette, for God's sake.
Not one of those special ones.
What a cone.
Oh, no.
What
the hell is going on here? Well done, Roo.
Wrap us up, Bill.
Now, Fat.
Yeah, what? What, Jim?
Stephen Kernahan.
Yes.
Kicked 10
in
1984.
That's it. That's
right. He was right.
84.
But he was right, though.
I didn't say 94. I said I can remember Stephen Kernahan.
No, but Rosie, one more time, please.
Damo, to the news.
I like Damo's a lot funnier than people give him credit for.
Hugely funny, very smart,
and he plays
it.
the role very, very well.
No, he totally does.
Are we on a hard out here, Busy? All right, well, we're going for Hard Yakka Workwear, Triple M Saturday Rub from McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M Rock Saturday Afternoon Football. 10.
Now you can stream the footy wherever you go. Download the Listener app and select Triple M.
For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's,
Triple M Rock